Pour me a drink on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Ken will be in here in just a bit, but another smoky day, widespread smoke, partly sunny, a high near 82. So we are getting a little bit cooler, a little bit of a relief from the heat. But yeah, this smoke is definitely causing issues. Now, yesterday was so bad, it actually looked like the apocalypse here in downtown Duluth. I shared a photo on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. But even if you're healthy, just try to limit your time outdoors over the next few days until this smoke clears out. And yeah, it's been a crazy week, just like about everything. It's your B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. Obviously, the big story everybody's talking about is the wildfire smoke. So I'm not going to go through every different part of the Northland and what air quality alert the different parts are in because it's always changing, but there are air quality alerts in effect until 11 a.m. Friday, so keep that in mind. It did change yesterday in the afternoon. It went from very unhealthy to hazardous, I believe, but basically we know there's very heavy smoke in the air, and even if you're healthy, you are being advised to limit your time outdoors. Obviously, don't exercise outdoors. If you have asthma or any lung issues or breathing issues, definitely do not go outside unless you have to. And as of now, additional rounds of heavy smoke are possible today through tomorrow morning across the entire Northland. So just, again, be sure that you are limiting your time outdoors as much as you can. Rearrange plans if you have to. And we are always keeping you updated on our B105 app. But yeah, air quality alerts for all of the Northland, basically. And I also did a little write-up yesterday about if you should use your air conditioning in the wildfire smoke. And there's a bunch of different answers. It depends if you have a portable unit, if you have a window unit. So if you're curious about that, you can read that, b105country.com. But definitely a little bit hairy out there, so limit your time outdoors. Happier news, though, I'll mention this quick. We all know about the Minnesota set show, Doc. It is on Fox. Was a huge hit when it premiered. It broke a bunch of records, and now we know when season 3 is going to premiere. So Fox just announced their fall TV schedule. It will premiere Tuesday, September 22nd. It will air after Best Medicine in the 9 p.m. slot, and Tuesday night is Fox's only night of scripted content, so that makes it pretty special. They've actually given a shout out to a former Duluth business before. The show takes place at a fictional hospital in Minneapolis, so just kind of fun to watch the show and see all those little Easter eggs. So you can read more about that to b105country.com and your B105 app. Coming up, Hardy, Florida Georgia Line, Morgan Wallen, and more. Good morning. Sam Hunt on B105. Lots to talk about for Lauren's Country Lowdown, so let's get to it. I had to find the music bed there. Okay, so Tyler Hubbard says he and Florida Georgia Line are itching to get back on stage. Him and Brian Kelly, rather. And they're looking at tour dates for 2027. So we knew they were going to reunite. It happened around CMA Fest. They did a bunch of shows and whatnot. And I didn't think it was going to happen so soon because they kind of had just become friends again. They said they were working on their friendship. But now, Tyler Hubbard just did a radio interview at a recent show. And he said they've got some things in the works for next year. He said they're excited. They've been hanging out together and having a good time. And he says, we're kind of itching to get back on stage, so we'll probably put some shows together next year. That's about as much as we planned at this point. We're both excited. It's going to be a fun year next year because he's on tour. Tyler Hubbard is on tour right now. I can't remember with who. He's coming to Minnesota. But yeah, so, you know, they've been coy before and then they reunited. So I think this means they're going to do a little tour next year. Country stars have to really plan their lives way in advance, so that makes sense. But you can read more about their reunion, b105country.com. Congratulations to Rascal Flatts. Life is a Highway is now the latest country song to cross 1 billion streams on Spotify. I am surprised it hasn't already. Now, in music history, about 1,200 tracks have received 1 billion streams. Out of those, only a handful fall under the country category. A bar song, Tipsy's on there. 10,000 Hours, Dan and Shane, Justin Bieber, Florida Georgia Line, and BB Rex, I'm Meant to Be. Luke with When It Rains, It Pours, Beautiful Crazy, Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. You get the gist by now. So now Life is the Highway is the 17th song to enter to the Billion Stream Club. It's from the Pixar film Cars, which I always forget about. And it's now the oldest country song to reach 1 billion on the platform. And it was released in 2006. That makes me feel old. So congratulations to Rascal Flatts. And I'm just trying to not feel old now that I mentioned that. And then last but not least, you might remember Kane Brown got hit in the head with a golf ball. It required a ton of stitches. It was really, really scary. The photos kind of freaking me out. Well, he and Jason Aldean are friends, and Jason Aldean was just on Country Countdown USA. He was asked about Kane's injury. He said he heard about it from his wife, said he didn't realize how bad it was, but it was 150 miles an hour to the back of his ear. Jason said he texted Kane right after that. And then he said he's tough as a pine knot, which is an extremely tough section of wood, like on a tree. Man, the picture is just crazy. So, you know, Kane Brown says he doesn't have any friends in the industry, but he does. He has Jason Aldean. So there you go. You can read more about that.
B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, 710 Laugh Off. Here we go.
Okay, I'll go first. This is for you because you love, well, you'll know. I was going to try an all-almond diet. That's just nuts.
Oh, because of my nuts jokes.
Yeah, you do.
One nut, say the other nut.
No,
we don't need cashew.
We don't need to talk about that. Too late, I guess.
You know how the computer hackers got away from the scene of crime? They just ran somewhere.
That's cute.
I almost fell for one of those security emails.
It's getting harder and harder not to.
I don't open any email anymore, so don't take it personally.
I get emails saying that Kenneth is trying to get a hold of
Kenneth.
You. So then I think it's you, and then I'm like, he wouldn't be trying to get a hold of me.
Kenneth! Yeah. All right. This one came in from Sean, I believe.
What happens when the smog lifts in Los Angeles? UCLA.
We need
fitting
the smog
today.
To lift this wildfire smoke. What's the air quality? I mean, obviously it's terrible. How terrible is it?
We'll yeah, you know, it. I haven't looked this morning, but bad. It's like, it's apocalyptic.
You just like using that word.
I do. But it is. I mean, look I know, outside. It's like, it's kind of scary.
I was out yesterday all afternoon painting in this, and it's like, man, I felt like I was smoking cigarettes again.
Yep.
Oh, you sound like you were smoking.
Yeah, you know, when you have allergies and then you can't breathe. It's,
yeah.
And really it's smoky in here, too.
Someone get her a breathing apparatus. Okay.
I'm okay.
716 B105. Let's go to the movies. Okay, there's one big movie coming out this weekend. And you know which one it is?
I don't think so. Oh, The Odyssey?
Yes, The Odyssey.
I thought that already came out last weekend.
No, it's opening weekend. The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's three-hour adventure action fantasy starring Matt Damon. Tom Holland's in it, too. It's getting really good reviews.
That's good.
Really good reviews. Some people are saying it is one of his best, if not his best. It's definitely the epic Nolan imagined it to be, and it's looking good. So it's 3 hours long, though. So I mean,
what is it about again?
The Odyssey is when, what's his name? Odysseus, the king of Ithaca, returns back from the Trojan War, trying to get home after the Trojan War. And it's an ancient tale, you know? So, The Odyssey. I remember we had to read
Very
that.
Very interesting. It's a good cast. Matt Damon.
We had to read that in school.
Zendaya.
Zendaya in it?
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, you knew that.
Because I've been seeing all the press photos, but I guess that's why I thought it already came out.
Yeah, didn't even, Anne Hathaway's in it, too.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Robert Pattinson is in it there, too. Yeah, you're right. Zendaya, Charlize Theron's in it. Wow. It plays Calypso. John Bernthal's in it. John Leguizamo. Leguizamo, is that how you say it? Yeah.
A lot I have of no idea who that is.
You know who John Leguizamo is.
John Leguizamo.
You know him.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't put the face to the name.
Of course, it didn't help that I kind of slaughtered it. But anyway, that's going on this weekend, so check it out. Hollywood Haze, and that's about it, really. I mean, of course, we got...
You don't really want to, compete with...
The Minions are in there, too. Yeah. And then you got live-action Moana, which I'm going to have to see before
That, did not do well at all.
Did we need it?
No. That's I don't think we did.
I don't get why
it
we...
It looks a little weird. No offense. You know, do we have to fix it if it's not broken?
Right. I like the animated one. It was fine. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to make more money off an idea. Lauren's Country Lowdown, B105. What's going on?
So Justin Moore, he's opened up a little bit more about his, I guess, journey to sobriety, because about a month ago, and I know you probably touched on this when I was gone, you know, he abruptly was like, I'm taking time off from the road. And then we
focus
found
on
out
his health is what he said. Yeah.
Yep. And then when he was at a show, he announced on stage that he actually went to rehab. So now he just did another interview and he opened up a little bit more. He said that COVID messed him up a lot. He said, I was under an extreme amount of stress and pressure. And he said, I was worrying about paying my band and my crew. And he says, it's not an excuse. I'm just telling you where things started for me. He also said that since COVID, you know, he would have a couple of months where he would do good and then he'd fall off the wagon for whatever reason. And he said he had to get to a point where he wanted to do it for himself, not just for his family and his friends.
Uh-huh.
And he said he just came home one night and he told his wife, I got to do something because I'm just not happy with who I am right now. And he says his wife and his family supported him every step of the way. And then he says he never knew if he was going to talk about it publicly. And he said he decided to announce the news on stage 2 minutes before he did it.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, and he just said, like, I've been honest with everybody my entire career, so.
COVID did a number on a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean.
Absolutely.
Like as Rogan said in one of his stand-up things, he goes, we lost a lot of people during COVID, and some of them are still here with us.
Yeah,
They've just gone nuts. You know
I mean, it was a scary time.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, he says it's okay not to be okay. I've learned a lot, and I like that he's, you know, being honest. Because I was worried when he just abruptly canceled shows, you know? So, anyways, you can read more about that, b105country.com. Brianna Chicken Fry, podcast host, Zach Bryan's ex-girlfriend. She has some things to say about Bunny XO and Jelly Roll on her latest podcast episode. Plan Brie Uncut is her podcast, I guess. She kind of went in on both of them, mainly Jelly Roll. She said, first and foremost, she's not buying the fact that they are good friends.
Okay.
She says, you can tell that Bunny XO is hurting. And she says she's speaking on this based on her own experiences, basically. She said that Bunny is still under the mind control of Jelly Roll. And she says, Jelly Roll changed when he lost weight. Now he thinks he can find someone better and younger. And then he said also, or she said also now Jelly Roll's really religious. And she feels like maybe Bunny's background now conflicts with his morals. And then she said, Jelly Roll used Bunny to further his own career. So those are some hot takes.
Yeah. Who is she and why do we care what she has to say?
Yeah, she always is saying something. She's Zach Bryan's ex-girlfriend, you know. And, you know, she's always saying some controversial
things.
She's
just trying to get attention.
She is trying to get attention.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
You're not getting me.
But I wanted to share.
Fry.
Yeah, she had a few other takes. You can read B105country.com. And then speaking of podcasts, I'll leave you with
B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. 7:54. It's a smoky day. Air quality index is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 900 something. Anything over 300 is hazardous. So it's triple.
Yeah, not good.
Triple.
Not good.
As bad as it. Yeah, it smells in here too. Like there's this outdoor air getting inside here. But yeah, also something we got to look out for. Have you heard about the cyclospora?
I have, yeah.
Sorry to bring this over now, but it's explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, so somebody from my high school, which like I think we need to, I appreciated her doing this, but I think we need to have more privacy. But she made me take it seriously because she went on Instagram and she's like, I had this years ago, and she was like, it was the worst, like 2.5 months ever.
That long.
Yeah. And so that made me take it a lot more seriously.
Well, they were saying that they're still trying to find where the culprit is for this outbreak. They're still looking into it. They're scouring the food supply chain. They think it might be lettuce, if they had to guess. So here's what you got to do to protect yourself, is because, you know, you should be doing this all the time anyway, but like before you use fresh produce, wash it thoroughly, running under cold running water, try to get anything off of it that's on there.
Right. But even that's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed. Cook if possible. If you cook it.
Yeah.
If you're cooking, I mean, I don't know how you cook lettuce, but, you know, the other thing, if they get up to temperature, it kills it off. So, which is 158 degrees, I think.
Yeah. And then even fruits and vegetables, right? Not all of them, but some fruit, some vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, if you can. But that's another thing we got to worry about right now.
Yeah.
Cyclospora.
It doesn't sound fun at all.
No, it doesn't at all. And they say the numbers are probably higher because people, you know, not everybody's going in for it because depending on the severity of it. So,
right.
Yikes. You know, what you never get that from is potato chips. We always say
French
that.
Fries. I'm French just saying. Never let me down.
That's the problem. All right. Well, that's something to be on the lookout for. Look at your weather forecast with this smoke, this haze. Ugh. Coming up next, B105. Libra, it's one of them girls on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got the air quality is terrible. There's no other way around that. Hazardous. We've got some cancellations and stuff that you're going through, right?
Yeah, so we have a list that we're updating constantly, b105country.com, but okay. Few events and things, and some are still in question.
Okay,
so.
Well, we'll talk about it. Luke Combs, Be By You on B105. So there is no spot in the United States that has worse air quality right now than Duluth, except for where there's burning in the Boundary Waters, like right there. But
crazy.
I mean, even in the Iron Range, it's we're about twice as bad as what it is here in Duluth because of the way the wind has been blowing it and everything. We've got indexes of over 900, which is triple the hazardous level.
Yeah, so even if you're healthy, stay indoors. A few things have been canceled or changed. So the St. Louis River Alliance Restoration Celebration on Wisconsin Point, that has been canceled. The Sister Cities Dock and Dine Around the World event that was scheduled to be outside the deck today, that has moved indoors to the Harborside Convention Center.
Okay, well, at least it's still going on.
Yep,
right?
And then the Park Point 5-miler and 2-miler, 2-mile walk, we're waiting on word for that. Now, it is still happening as of right now.
Yeah.
The air quality is being monitored by race staff, and they said they will announce by noon today if that's going to happen.
Wow.
And then the History in a Pint Bicentennial Boom at the St. Louis County Depot, that was scheduled for today, that has been canceled because of unhealthy air quality levels as well. So we'll keep updating this list, B105country.com, but those are just a few things right now.
I've never seen it like this.
It's crazy.
And I've lived here my whole life. I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, it's been a smoky few summers, that's for sure.
This is even smokier than like we've had in the last few times
it's
around.
It's really, really bad.
Right. Okay, well, stay safe out there. Stay inside. Check on your loved ones. And like I said, bring your pets inside too.
Yes.
They don't need to be
absolutely
breathing. Okay, B105, 811, The Breakfast Club. Rodney Atkins, if you're going through hell, B105, it's 820. It's The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And it's a hazy, 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 smoky morning.
Yeah.
But you probably already know that.
Yep.
Tomorrow, hopefully, to clear up, you're going to need Thomas Express Car Wash.
Yep, I will be there noon to 1. Stop by, get your car wash. I feel like we all probably could use one. And also, we will have our backyard barbecue contest going on, which is why I'm going to be there. So you have to stop by in order to win a Traeger Pro 34 pellet grill.
It's a nice grill.
$500 to Super One Foods, which
is a nice prize.
Incredible. And then we're also going to have some concert tickets as well.
Yeah.
But I'm only there noon to 1, so you have to stop by during that window.
Well, perfect. Get a car wash over lunch.
And then some treats from Burnix as well.
Oh, you get those came through, huh?
Came through, yep.
Awesome. All right. I got to scroll through all my emails. I was off one day, and there's a lot that happened.
Yeah.
In one day.
And then when you're gone, people come to me. So then I get a little taste of what you go through every day.
Or somebody constantly needing you all the time.
You're doing great.
Uh-huh. Right. It's like, figure it out on your own. It's critical thinking, people. Thomas Rhett, Unforgettable on B105. It's The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. Do you got anything that goes good with a respirator?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question, and I'd have to think about that one. I'll have my breakfast at the Lyric, and then I'll let you know.
Okay.
I mean, we could be in a whole new thing over, like, fashion breathing apparatus for the smoke. You know what
I mean? Write that down. That could be a new million-dollar idea.
I've been giving you a lot of million-dollar ideas.
You have over
and
the last
like
few
credit.
Years.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for my commission checks to come
in the mail.
Oh.
I can't just bring them.
Do I get a cut?
It's a QuickBooks thing, you know. It's got to go through the system, as it will.
All right. Well.
But seriously, though, anything going on with Mainstream Fashions for Men? This wedding season, peak wedding season?
Peak wedding season right now. And I was mildly making fun of people that were shopping yesterday because I
said... At your
own
store?
Oh, yeah. For for years, I've said the worse the weather is, the busier the store is.
Really?
And yesterday it was absolutely nuts. Like one of my part-timers was just obviously having a tough time breathing. Just, you know, life is what it is right now. And I'm like, stay home. It's going to be quiet. Like, who's going to go out and shop today? And it was nonstop pandemonium at the store. Oops. So I've said for years, like at the end of the day, about 4 o'clock, when I'm starting to get exhausted from the day, people keep coming in. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, Duluthians just want to show how tough we are. We're going to go out and we're going to shop under the worst conditions. And God bless you for it. So that's why I need to get my nice big breakfast at Lyric this morning, because I'm sure it'll be crazy busy
it's
again.
It's your emotional
all day.
Support breakfast.
It's my emotional
it
support
really
breakfast.
It really is.
Yep.
I would say so.
And you get the omelet.
I always get an omelet.
Yeah, the omelet.
Always. Yeah. Every time. I don't even have to order anymore. Just whoever's in there, they just see me. They just know.
But no, yeah. I want an omelet.
It's delicious.
You know, you have free will. You can go get one.
This is true. We'll be over there.
Whoa, a free will. I can go.
Sometimes I remember that. I'm like, we can do whatever we want.
I do like their American skillet.
That's my wife gets the California skillet.
The breakfast potatoes. That's not going to give you cyclospora.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds like a college word.
That's that explosive diarrhea that's going around.
Oh, yeah. Right. I sent my wife a video about that yesterday.
And
it was about that, but it said, you know what won't do that to you? Kentucky bourbon. So, there's been no experience of Kentucky
iced
bourbon.
Iced coffee,
we've never heard of it at an outbreak starting with French fries.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
See? So there you go. But yeah, it's been nuts. Safe. I mean, just been nuts at the store. So I've been very, very pleased with how many people have been coming out. But obviously, you know, stay home if you need to stay home. Otherwise, I will be there 10 to 5 today, and the store has been absolutely bananas. So there you go.
That's good. That means that, you know you're going to probably get roasted a little bit slightly from bed.
Probably a little bit. I playfully will jab. That's just what we do in a lovingly way. Right. Exactly. So there you go.
Roasting him back.
Yeah.
Yep. You got my permission.
You can take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's tough. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mainstream Fashions for Men. Where do they find you? I mean, we know you're right there.
Exactly. But, we're 206 West Superior Street. You can find us at mainstreamduluth.com, and we're there 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Thanks, Ben. We'll see you next week. All right. Enjoy your omelet. 8:30, B105. B105, I can't imagine this happening. It's a sad story, but I don't know how to feel about this. Here's what happened. Two men are suing a North Dakota hospital. Because they said they were switched at birth. It's in Grafton, North Dakota. And the Unity Medical Center denies all allegations of the complaint. They were born in 1988. Two babies were born and around the same time. Just two. And they screwed it up and they gave the wrong kid to the wrong family.
That's like, that's serious.
That's
serious.
That's crazy. They were the only two babies born. They learned about it when one of the guys took a DNA test to learn more about his mother's German heritage, then found out that that's not his parents. And then they were able to trace it back to these other people. Then the other kid took the test and then found out. Okay, so imagine you're born in 88. That would put you at 38 right now. 38 years old, right?
Man.
This entire time you grew up with the wrong family.
Yeah, I can't but now imagine like what that would... what that would do to you.
But I mean, they're your family because, right, they raised you, but not...
You might want to know your biological family as well.
They only live a county apart, so it's not that
really
hard.
Really sad. Really, really sad.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
So they're saying they deny all wrongdoings. I don't know how else you'd make that mistake. You know what I mean? It's pretty
Someone's
crazy.
Getting fired.
When we were at, it was St. Luke's Birthing Center when we had our daughter, but I remember they actually would put, like, we saw them put the wristband on Jane, and then the wristband. It was some type of thing where, like, if that baby left that floor, an alarm would go off.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's a serious thing.
Yeah, so they put the wristband on right when she was born?
Well, I mean, I think they did a few things first.
Well,
before it left our site,
because, I mean, sometimes babies, like, look alike, too. You know? I don't know.
As long as you have the same number coming in as going out, what's the problem, right?
I've never had a...
Jelly Roll on B105. All right, some angel, Lauren, what's going on?
Okay, our angel comes from Sabinal, Texas. Probably saying that wrong. A good Samaritan dove into fast-moving floodwaters to save a man who was swept up in a creek. It was all caught on video because obviously everybody's videoing everything. So this part of Texas was getting a lot of rain. There was a ton of water rescues in this county. More than a half year's worth of rain fell just like in a few days.
Yeah.
And so that's how the situation happened. So this angel, David Flores, right place, right time. It was early in the morning Tuesday. He noticed a man, Nathan, was clinging onto a tree in these floodwaters. And he jumped in and saved him.
That's... The Texas flooding has been insane.
Yeah, really, really bad.
And you remember, what was it? Remember that that camp that got washed away with all those? Oh, my gosh.
It's just so hard to even read about that. Like, it just is so devastating.
You know, you don't even think about that kind of thing happening.
Right.
You know, it's nuts. Well, good for this guy to jump in and save the day. I mean, even though he put himself at great risk, you know.
Yeah.
That's not, my friend Rich might be listening. I'll find out. He moved down to Texas for work, and he was saying the other day that it's like back home here. He goes, you know, it rains like, you know, we're going to rain here and rain there a little bit and some more rain. He goes, in Texas, it's like all the rain happens at once. It's like instant, like an entire year's worth of rain lands on one day with a storm coming through. And it's pretty crazy. So
stay safe.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lauren. And Kenny Chesney, carry on. So you said Riley Green was on Theo Von's podcast and basically came out as single, completely single.
Well, I don't know because, you know, he brought a date to the CMAs.
Did he?
And, like, they were clearly dating. Maybe they still are. But he said, I can't meet a girl on Instagram. I can't date a fan because that would, you know, I wouldn't know if she liked me or just the Riley Green.
Yeah, how do you find somebody then?
Yeah, and he's like, I can't really meet anybody out in the wild. So, I mean, I took that as like, are you single? Because right now you're date, like, if you're dating somebody, why are you talking about that? But lots of good little tidbits from that podcast, so I'm going to listen to it.
Don't they have like celebrity dating apps? I think they do. I'm clearly not on one.
I think they do.
Yeah, but it's like for celebrities or people of a certain income level or something like that, like the elitist lists.